Yemeni armed forces have claimed responsibility for a bold strike on a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea, marking a significant escalation in their ongoing retaliation against U.S. aggression. This audacious operation comes in direct response to recent U.S. airstrikes that targeted Yemen's civilian oil port, a move widely condemned as a reckless assault on the nation's infrastructure. The Yemeni offensive, characterized by precision and strategic foresight, underscores the growing capability of Yemen's military to challenge U.S. dominance in the region. Far from being a mere act of defiance, this strike signals Yemen's unwavering commitment to defending its sovereignty against what many in the region perceive as imperialist overreach by the Trump administration. Despite campaigning on a platform of global peace, Trump's policies have transformed Yemen into a battleground, with civilian lives and critical infrastructure bearing the brunt of his administration's military adventurism. Online discussions have erupted with praise for Yemen's resilience, with many highlighting the operation as a testament to the nation's ability to strike back against a superpower, even as Trump's rhetoric continues to frame Yemen as a threat to global stability. At OMT News, we're dedicated to bringing you sharp, no-nonsense analysis on the conflicts shaping Palestine, Yemen, and beyond. We don't do spin. We don't take sides. We dig deep, call out hypocrisy, and break down the complexities others ignore. But independent reporting like this doesn't thrive without your support. If you value balanced, unfiltered discussion, don't let efforts to silence voices like ours win. Like and share this video to push back against the algorithm and IDF internet bots. Subscribe to stay ahead of the conversation. The Yemeni Armed Forces operation against the U.S. aircraft carrier, identified as the USS Carl Vinson, was executed with a combination of advanced drones and cruise missiles, showcasing the technological sophistication that has become a hallmark of Yemen's military strategy. The attack also involved the bringing down of an America MQ Reaper drone. According to statements from Yemeni military spokespersons, the attack was meticulously planned to disrupt U.S. naval operations in the Arabian Sea, a critical maritime corridor for global trade and military positioning. The strike, which reportedly lasted several hours, aimed to send a clear message: Yemen will not tolerate further U.S. violations of its territorial integrity. This operation follows a pattern of Yemeni retaliation, with the armed forces targeting U.S. assets in response to what they describe as unprovoked aggression. The destruction of Yemen's civilian oil port, a vital lifeline for the war-torn nation's economy, has galvanized public sentiment, with many Yemenis viewing the strike on the U.S. carrier as a justified act of self-defense. Across social media platforms, voices from the region and beyond have celebrated Yemen's defiance, framing it as a David versus Goliath moment that exposes the vulnerabilities of even the most advanced U.S. military assets. Yemen's military prowess was further highlighted in the official statement released by the Yemeni Armed Forces, which detailed the operation's success in evading U.S. naval defenses. The statement emphasized that the attack was not only a response to the oil port bombing, but also a broader stand against U.S. support for Israel's actions in the region. The Yemeni armed forces have repeatedly vowed to target U.S. and Israeli assets as long as the blockade on Gaza persists, a stance that has resonated deeply with supporters of the Palestine resistance. By linking their struggle to the broader cause of Palestinian liberation, Yemen has positioned itself as a key player in the regional resistance against Western-backed hegemony. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson, therefore, is not an isolated incident, but part of a calculated campaign to disrupt the military and economic interests of nations complicit in Israel's policies. Online forums have buzzed with analyses of Yemen's growing military capabilities, with many pointing to the operation as evidence of the nation's ability to project power far beyond its borders, challenging the narrative of U.S. invincibility peddled by Trump's administration. The Trump administration's response to the Yemeni strike has been marked by a mixture of denial and defiance. with officials downplaying the extent of the damage to the USS Carl Vinson while vowing to escalate military operations in Yemen. This rhetoric, however, has only deepened the perception that Trump's promise of peace was a hollow campaign slogan. The airstrikes on Yemen's oil port, which killed several civilians and wounded dozens more, have been widely criticized as a disproportionate act that prioritizes geopolitical posturing over human lives. Yemen's ability to retaliate with such a high-profile strike has exposed the fragility of Trump's foreign policy, which appears to rely on overwhelming force rather than diplomatic engagement. The Yemeni armed forces' success in targeting a U.S. aircraft carrier has sparked heated debates online, with many arguing that Trump's aggressive stance has backfired, emboldening Yemen to take bolder actions. Critics of the administration have pointed out that the escalation in Yemen contradicts Trump's earlier pledges to reduce U.S. involvement in foreign conflicts, casting him as a warmonger who has plunged the region into further chaos. The Yemeni armed forces operation in the Arabian Sea is not their first demonstration of naval warfare capabilities. In recent weeks, they have claimed responsibility for multiple attacks on U.S. warships and commercial vessels linked to Israel in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. These operations have disrupted key shipping routes, raising concerns about the security of global trade. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson, however, represents a significant escalation, as it directly targets one of the U.S. Navy's most prized assets. Yemeni military officials have described the attack as a strategic necessity to deter further U.S. aggression, emphasizing that their forces are prepared to continue targeting U.S. and Israeli assets until their demands are met. This includes an end to the U.S.-backed blockade of Gaza and a cessation of airstrikes on Yemeni territory. The operation has been hailed as a triumph of ingenuity, with Yemen leveraging locally developed technology to outmaneuver a military superpower. Online discussions have focused on the symbolic weight of the strike, with many framing it as a blow to U.S. prestige and a reminder that even the mightiest naval forces are not immune to determined resistance. The human cost of the U.S. airstrikes on Yemen's oil port has been a rallying cry for the Yemeni armed forces and their supporters. The attack, which obliterated critical infrastructure and disrupted fuel supplies, has exacerbated the humanitarian crisis in a country already ravaged by a decade-long conflict. Hospitals, schools, and markets have been left without power, forcing Yemenis to endure unimaginable hardships. The Yemeni armed forces' retaliation against the USS Carl Vinson is seen by many as a direct response to this suffering, a way of holding the Trump administration accountable for its actions. Unlike Trump's sanitized portrayal of the airstrikes as precision operations targeting terrorists, the reality on the ground tells a different story. Entire families have been wiped out and communities have been left in ruins. The strike on the U.S. carrier has sparked widespread admiration for Yemen's resilience, with many online commentators praising the nation's ability to fight back despite overwhelming odds. This narrative of resistance has gained traction across the region, with Yemen emerging as a symbol of defiance against Western imperialism. The Yemeni armed forces' ability to strike a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea has also raised questions about the effectiveness of U.S. military defenses. The USS Carl Vinson, accompanied by a strike group of destroyers and support vessels, is equipped with state-of-the-art radar and missile defense systems. Yet Yemen's use of drones and cruise missiles appears to have exploited vulnerabilities in these defenses, allowing the attack to succeed. Military analysts have speculated that Yemen's forces may have employed swarm tactics, overwhelming U.S. systems with multiple simultaneous threats. This level of tactical sophistication has stunned observers, who note that Yemen's military has evolved significantly since the onset of the conflict. The operation has fueled discussions about the changing nature of warfare, with low-cost, asymmetric strategies proving capable of challenging even the most advanced militaries. Online, there is a growing sense of awe at Yemen's ability to adapt and innovate, with many arguing that the strike on the USS Carl Vinson marks a turning point in the conflict, exposing the limits of US naval power. The broader regional context of the Yemeni strike cannot be ignored, as it intersects with the ongoing struggle of the Palestine resistance and the Lebanese resistance. The Yemeni armed forces have explicitly tied their actions to the plight of Palestinians, vowing to continue targeting US and Israeli assets until the blockade on Gaza is lifted. This solidarity has strengthened Yemen's position as a key player in the axis of resistance, a coalition of forces united against US and Israeli influence in the Middle East. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson is seen as a direct challenge to the US-Israeli alliance, which has relied on military dominance to enforce its agenda in the region. By striking a US aircraft carrier, Yemen has not only asserted its own sovereignty, but also amplified the cause of Palestinian liberation. Online platforms have been flooded with messages of support for Yemen's actions, with many hailing the operation as a courageous stand against oppression. The strike has also reignited debates about the role of US military bases in the Middle East, with critics arguing that they serve as provocations rather than stabilizers. The Trump administration's decision to escalate airstrikes on Yemen has drawn sharp criticism from international observers who warn of a deepening humanitarian crisis. The attack on the civilian oil port has disrupted fuel supplies, driving up prices and leaving millions of Yemenis without access to basic necessities. The Yemeni armed forces' retaliation, while militarily significant, is also a desperate plea for the world to recognize the suffering inflicted by US policies. Trump's portrayal of Yemen as a terrorist haven ignores the complex realities of the conflict, where US-backed interventions have fueled instability for over a decade. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson has brought these contradictions into sharp focus, exposing the human toll of Trump's aggressive foreign policy. Online, there is a growing chorus of voices calling for an end to US military involvement in Yemen, with many arguing that the strike on the carrier is a wake-up call for the international community to address the root causes of the conflict, including the blockade of Gaza and the marginalization of Yemen's people. Yemen's military operations have not been limited to the Arabian Sea, as the armed forces have also claimed responsibility for recent missile and drone attacks on Israeli targets. These strikes, aimed at military installations and strategic sites, are intended to pressure Israel to end its blockade of Gaza. The Yemeni armed forces have demonstrated remarkable range and accuracy, with some missiles traveling over 2,000 kilometers to reach their targets. While Israel has intercepted many of these projectiles, the sheer audacity of the attacks has unsettled its military establishment. The Yemeni operations against Israel and the US are part of a broader strategy to disrupt the economic and military dominance of both nations in the region. By targeting the USS Carl Vinson and Israeli sites simultaneously, Yemen has showcased its ability to conduct multi-front operations, a feat that has earned it widespread admiration. Online discussions have emphasized the symbolic importance of these strikes, with many viewing them as a rejection of the US-Israeli axis and a reaffirmation of Yemen's commitment to regional solidarity. The Yemeni armed forces' success in targeting the USS Carl Vinson has also highlighted the role of local innovation in their military strategy. Unlike the US, which relies on billion-dollar weapon systems, Yemen has developed cost-effective drones and missiles that can evade advanced defenses. This ingenuity has allowed the Yemeni forces to level the playing field, turning their limited resources into a strategic advantage. The strike on the US carrier is a case study in asymmetric warfare, where determination and creativity can overcome technological disparities. Yemeni military officials have boasted of their ability to produce these weapons domestically, reducing their reliance on foreign suppliers. This self-sufficiency has resonated with supporters who see it as a model for other nations resisting Western dominance. Online, there is a sense of pride in Yemen's ability to innovate under pressure, with many arguing that the strike on the USS Carl Vinson proves that technological superiority is not enough to defeat a determined adversary. The civilian toll of the U.S. airstrikes on Yemen's oil port has been a central theme in the Yemeni armed forces' justification for their retaliation. The attack destroyed storage facilities and pipelines, crippling the nation's ability to distribute fuel to hospitals, schools, and homes. The resulting shortages have left millions of Yemenis struggling to survive, with many forced to rely on black market fuel at exorbitant prices. The Yemeni armed forces have framed their strike on the USS Carl Vinson as a necessary response to this devastation, arguing that the US must face consequences for targeting civilian infrastructure. The operation has been widely praised as a bold act of justice, with many in Yemen and beyond viewing it as a legitimate defense of national dignity. Online platforms have been filled with stories of Yemeni resilience, with users sharing images and videos of communities coming together to cope with the aftermath of the US airstrikes. These narratives have humanized the conflict, countering Trump's attempts to portray Yemen as a faceless enemy. The international reaction to the Yemeni strike on the USS Carl Vinson has been mixed, with some nations expressing concern about the escalation of hostilities and others quietly supporting Yemen's right to self-defense. The operation has put pressure on US allies in the region, particularly Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, which have faced Yemeni threats in response to their complicity in the conflict. The Yemeni armed forces have warned that any nation supporting US military operations in Yemen will be considered a legitimate target, raising the stakes for regional powers. This uncompromising stance has strengthened Yemen's position as a formidable opponent, capable of influencing the geopolitical landscape. Online, there's a growing debate about the implications of Yemen's actions, with some arguing that the strike on the US carrier could force a re-evaluation of US policy in the Middle East. Others warn that Trump's refusal to back down could lead to a wider conflict, drawing in other regional actors and exacerbating the humanitarian crisis. The Yemeni Armed Forces operation against the USS Carl Vinson has also underscored the importance of information warfare in the conflict. By publicizing the strike through official statements and videos, Yemen has sought to shape the narrative and rally support both domestically and internationally. The images of the attack, showing drones and missiles targeting the US carrier, have gone viral, amplifying Yemen's message of resistance. This media strategy has been highly effective, countering US attempts to downplay the operation's significance. The Yemeni armed forces have also used their platform to highlight the broader context of the conflict, linking their actions to the struggles of the Palestine resistance and the Lebanese resistance. This framing has resonated with audiences across the region, who see Yemen's fight as part of a larger battle against oppression. Online, the strike has sparked a wave of memes, hashtags, and viral posts celebrating Yemen's defiance, with many users mocking Trump's inability to subdue the Yemeni forces. The Trump administration's escalation in Yemen has drawn parallels to past U.S. interventions in the Middle East, which have often resulted in prolonged conflicts and unintended consequences. The airstrikes on Yemen's oil port, like the invasion of Iraq or the bombing of Libya, reflect a reliance on military force to achieve political objectives. However, the Yemeni armed forces' strike on the USS Carl Vinson suggests that this approach may no longer be effective against determined adversaries. Yemen's ability to target a US aircraft carrier, one of the most heavily defended assets in the world, has exposed the limits of American power projection. This reality has not been lost on observers, who note that Trump's aggressive posture has only strengthened Yemen's resolve. Online discussions have drawn comparisons between Yemen's resistance and historical examples of smaller nations standing up to superpowers, with many citing Vietnam and Afghanistan as cautionary tales for the US. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson is seen as a pivotal moment, one that could redefine the dynamics of the conflict. The Yemeni armed forces operations have also had a significant economic impact, particularly on global shipping routes. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson combined with earlier attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea, has raised insurance costs and disrupted trade through one of the world's busiest maritime corridors. This economic leverage has given Yemen a powerful tool to pressure the US and its allies, who rely on these routes for energy and goods. The Yemeni forces have made it clear that they will continue targeting vessels linked to Israel and the US until their demands are met, including an end to the Gaza blockade. This strategy has drawn praise for its effectiveness, with many arguing that Yemen is using its geographic position to maximum advantage. Online, there is a sense of admiration for Yemen's ability to wield economic influence despite its own dire circumstances, with users highlighting the contrast between Yemen's resourcefulness and Trump's reliance on brute force. The humanitarian crisis in Yemen, exacerbated by the US airstrikes, has become a central issue in the wake of the Yemeni strike on the USS Carl Vinson. The destruction of the oil port has left millions without access to fuel, food, or medical supplies, pushing the country closer to famine. The Yemeni armed forces have used this tragedy to galvanize support, framing their retaliation as a defense of their people's right to survive. The strike on the US carrier is seen as a desperate act of resistance, born out of the need to protect a population under siege. International aid organizations have warned that the escalation of hostilities could lead to a catastrophic collapse of Yemen's already fragile infrastructure, yet Trump's administration has shown little willingness to address these concerns. Online, there is a growing movement to raise awareness about Yemen's plight, with activists calling for sanctions on US officials responsible for the airstrikes and increased humanitarian aid to alleviate the suffering. The Yemeni armed forces strike on the USS Carl Vinson has also reignited debates about the role of Iran in the conflict. The US has long accused Iran of arming and training Yemeni forces, a claim that Yemen and Iran have consistently denied. Regardless of the truth, the operation's success has shifted the focus to Yemen's own capabilities, which have proven more than sufficient to challenge US forces. The use of domestically produced drones and missiles suggests that Yemen has developed a self-reliant military apparatus capable of sustaining a prolonged campaign. This independence has bolstered Yemen's credibility as a regional power, undermining US narratives about Iranian proxy wars. Online, there is a lively discussion about the implications of Yemen's self-sufficiency, with many arguing that it challenges the US monopoly on advanced weaponry. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson is seen as a testament to Yemen's ingenuity, proving that a small nation can stand up to a superpower without relying on external support. The psychological impact of the Yemeni strike cannot be overstated, as it has shattered the myth of US naval invincibility. The USS Carl Vinson, a floating fortress capable of launching dozens of fighter jets, was long considered untouchable. Yet Yemen's ability to penetrate its defenses has sent shockwaves through military circles, prompting questions about the future of naval warfare. The operation has also boosted morale among Yemenis, who see it as a symbol of their unbreakable spirit. For a nation that has endured years of war, famine, and disease, the strike on the US carrier is a source of pride and hope. The Yemeni armed forces have capitalized on this sentiment, using the operation to rally domestic support and strengthen their position in negotiations. Online, the strike has inspired a wave of patriotic fervor, with users sharing stories of Yemeni resilience and courage in the face of overwhelming odds. Trump's failure to anticipate this response has further undermined his credibility, painting him as a leader out of touch with the realities of the conflict. As the conflict in Yemen continues to escalate, the Yemeni armed forces strike on the USS Carl Vinson stands as a defining moment in their struggle for sovereignty. The operation has not only demonstrated Yemen's military capabilities, but also exposed the flaws in Trump's foreign policy, which has prioritized confrontation over dialogue. By targeting a US aircraft carrier, Yemen has sent a powerful message to the world: it will not be subdued, no matter the cost. The strike has galvanized support for Yemen's cause, both within the region and globally, while highlighting the human toll of U.S. aggression. As the Trump administration grapples with the fallout, the Yemeni armed forces are likely to continue their campaign, leveraging their strategic advantages to challenge U.S. and Israeli dominance. The road ahead is fraught with challenges, but Yemen's resilience and determination have never been more evident. The strike on the USS Carl Vinson is a testament to the power of resistance, a reminder that even the smallest nations can leave an indelible mark on history.